present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week at the Belgrade Theatre in the fine city of Coventry. The name Coventry entered the language as a popular phrase during the English Civil War when Royalist prisoners were sent here. As the locals were parliamentarian, they refused to speak to them, and hence the common expression, sod the Cavaliers. The earliest promoter of Coventry was the Earl of Mercia, who played an important role in stimulating growth for the city's founding fathers, as did his wife Godiva when she... when she rode naked through the streets. In fact, all the townsfolk agreed to avert their gaze, except for one, Peeping Tom, who watched her single-handed. And as a result, went blind. Modern Coventry is noted for its car manufacturers, including Jaguar, who in this, their first season of Grand Prix racing, did so much to secure the world title for Ferrari. Before Coventry became so involved with heavy industry, the area was famous for its finely dyed blue fabrics. With only primitive equipment, the woaders, as they were known, had to compress layers of cloth into vats of dye using their body weight by sitting on the top. They're long gone, but there's a small band that has revived the noble art of dying on their arse. Let's meet them. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. On my right, Tony Hawks and Tim Brooke Taylor. And welcome, please, the lovely lady who every week places her seat on my left hand, our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Yay! Let's start with a brand new round called Ask a Silly Question. This is where the teams will suggest ludicrous questions which no one in their right mind would ever think to ask. The idea for this came to us last night after somebody asked, would Mr. Cryer like anything else before we close the bar? Okay, teams, examples, please, of some similarly silly questions. Tim, will you start, please?
Would you call that a convincing win, Mr. President?
Barry.
What's Carol Vorderman doing these days?
Tony?
Is that George W. Bush discussing complex foreign policy with a group of world leaders who are greatly impressed with his deep understanding of the history and politics of the region?
Graham.
Would you like a little more off the top, Elton?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Lord Archer?
Are you happy with my answer, Mr. Paxman?
Have you been working out again, Mr. Prescott?
Could you speak up, Mr. Paisley?
Hello, not listening to Moneybox?
Are those people on their way to the dome?
Well, that's enough about me. Why don't we talk about you, Anthea?
Will Coventry City be involved in a relegation battle at all this year?
Beethoven, are you deaf or what?
Hello, rail track. Any delays expected at all?
Right, the teams are going to sing along with some favourite discs now in pickup song. Samantha has been choosing records for the teams with the assistance of the elderly staff of the BBC Gramophone Archive. Some of their old 7 inches are looking a bit worn now, but they were all quite big back in the 60s. She's kindly picked the fluff off them and is ready to pump up the volume. At my signal, she'll turn the volume down, but the singer should continue until the music returns. If you're within a bee's knee of the original teams, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes, and prizes mean forces open by leverage. What do prizes mean?
No wonder Bruce left ITV.
This week's prize is just a thing to control wayward kitchen appliances. It's this electric kettle prod. Okay, Tim, you can start. Would you please accompany the lovely Dana with her Eurovision winning song, All Kinds of Everything?
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, smelly socks, cuckoo clocks, early morning dew, 9 months of pregnancy remind me of you. Seagulls and aeroplanes, I should have been president, things of the sky, winds that go howling, breezes that sigh, city side, neon light.
I think you've gone on to the next track. Tony, your turn now. Would you please accompany Dave Edmonds singing his big hit, I Hear You Knocking?
Gonna be in there all day.
I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been. Beep, 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 beep. I beg you not to go, but you said goodbye. And now you're telling me all your lies. I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
Let me in.
Finally, Barry and Graham, you can share this one. Will you please accompany Mungo Jerry and his band singing In the Summertime?
Ooh. 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 Oh, oh, oh,
oh. In the summertime,
when the weather is high,
you can chase right up
and touch the sky.
When the weather's fine,
you got women on your mind.
Have a drink, have a drive,
go out and see what you can find.
If her daddy's rich,
take her out for a meal.
If her daddy's poor,
just do what you feel.
Scoot along to the lake,
to a town or return at 25.
When the sun goes down,
you can make it good. Where were they?
Well, we all look forward to this next regular favourite called Sound Shiraz, although not as much as the one called Thank You and Good Night. The game is based on Give Us a Clue, starring Lionel Blair, the man whose talent made the show what it is today. Padding for the schedule on cable channel 47. Our version is an exact copy of this mind game, made hilarious by its totally silent performance. Except that the teams are allowed to speak. Okay, Tim and Tony, you're to start, please, and your title will be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display board. And here for the people at home, here's the mystery voice.
The seven-year itch. The seven-year itch.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Tony.
It's four words, and it was a film, and it's a play. We don't know whether there's a book, but film and play. And it goes something like this.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi, fancy meeting you in St. Mark's Square.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yes.
How are you? Don't do that.
Sorry. Colin, could you make some music time passing? Actually.
Hello there. How are you doing?
In St. Mark's
Square. It's lovely here, isn't it?
Gosh,
yes.
How long has it been
since?
Oh,
it's about a year, I would say. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
I missed you.
I haven't seen you for a while.
About 4 years now.
Could be, yes.
Sorry, hello,
something like that. Certainly been right. Some considerable time. Yeah, don't do that.
All right.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
You've grown a beard, I see.
Yes, I have.
Well, do you know it's been 8 years since we originally met up here?
Really? Has it been 8 years?
Yes.
Got in a flat.
Yes, I see. That's all cleared up, though.
Yes. Yes, it cleared up about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. See you then.
Go on, Barry and Graham.
Mark's Square, right?
Gabrus complaint.
I know what you did last summer. 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 7 year itch.
Yeah.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Merchant of Venice. The Merchant of Venice.
Well, it's a play.
It's a play.
And it's four words.
Gather your wellies. Gather your nice wellies. The end.
I've no idea, have you? Death in Venice, that sounded...
That was us. Oh. The audience are giving you a clue.
That'll be the first time ever.
Right, okay.
Let's put us on the spot.
I think the Venice bit must be right. That was the... Venice, gondolier.
Gary, a wellies.
What's he doing?
He's selling Wellington boots.
This is really sad.
Well, what do our fans buy in the interval?
What do they buy? Our books and tapes.
What do you call them?
Goods.
Longer than that.
I was going to say anti-eternal.
Merchandise. The Merchant of Venice.
Great. And doesn't it just? Now, as our links with Europe grow ever closer, teams, many aspects of our lives are being modified to suit EC regulations. And the most recent to get the Brussels treatment are our favourite board games. As an example, the new Euro standard chess sets have to include a French king, which has had the head cut off. The Italian bishop can now only mate with a queen. While the German pawn has to wear a beard, flared trousers, and have an 18 certificate. So we may as well get used to Europeanization, teams, and to get ahead of the game, we'll play a round of Euro Scrabble. This is exactly the same as the English language version, except for the language. So if you care to help yourselves to the designated number of letters, you can start Barry.
Right. Thank you, Graham. Just racking them up. Contraton. That's a cat fight.
How many letters did you take out of the bag?
Results are still coming in.
Well, already on the board, somebody's put down Rien. I've got six R's here, so I can add them to make it Rien.
I've got B-A-D-E-N-B-A-D-E-N. That's German for two baths a day. And, of course, it's a double word.
I've got the right letters here. I can go for the French mobile gigolo service, Coco Van.
I've got, that's not bad, triple letter here. I've got Sangria, which means without Germain.
D-I-S, French for say. That's already down, so I'll add to the front and to the back to make Euro Disney. And get a triple letter score for the Q.
I've got another double word, a bit things. Yeah, I can do it. I can do de.
Yeah,
which is French for tutu.
Yes, so you can. Yeah. That's very good. That's good. That's 493 points.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I've got a belter here.
That's English.
Now I've got it. They're all going. Tagliatelle, which is the Italian state television.
I can just add a bit to what I'm already down here, and I can get the French word for funny beer. Brouhaha.
Well, that leaves me a space there to get the German word for itch, which is Seite unter ich des Skritzenfühler sehne.
Yeah. It's there,
so I'll take 23 new letters, 3 new boards, and Poland.
It's time now for a demonstration of interpersonal relationship skills in a round of chat-up lines. The teams have been putting in some research for this by browsing through the Lonely Hearts ads, and it seems one way of appealing to a potential life partner is to list hobbies and recreations. Tony is keen on tennis. Tim plays golf. Graham enjoys reading, while Barry takes frequent long walks in the country. Although that's not strictly a hobby, he just keeps forgetting where he lives. Another way is to tailor your introduction to suit your occupation. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest chat-up lines that might prove useful to anyone who works in the building trade. Barry, will you start, please?
It's a hard hat, and it's not alone.
I can see that you're just here for the crack, and I just happen to have one poking out the top of my trousers.
I hope you don't mind a bit of banging.
I don't just lay bricks, you know.
Do you want to find out why they call me Enormous Bill? because it'll be twice the size of your estimate.
Well, you're thinking of stripping it all off, then?
How do you fancy your screws at trade prices?
Oh, well, this lot will have to come down.
Do you want to get felt laid down in the loft?
If you're looking for someone who can be in and out within 6 weeks, then I'm your man.
You won't know I'm here.
Okay, we have a...
Dear, oh dear, who put this in?
Okay. It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice we've received yet another letter, and this year's comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. Titchmarsh, would you please come round with Tommy and Charlie and the other bloke who isn't allowed to speak and do up my garden as a surprise for me? I'd like the gravel path removed. The rose beds need the gravel taking off. Bedding plants can go where the gravel feature is, and the privet needs trimming, although you'll need to clear the gravel off it first. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. P.S. Any time before 3 would be best, as the tide comes in at 3:30. And on with the game. And as you'd expect, the famous Coventry ruling will apply. Tim, will you start, please?
Yeah. Gospel Oak. Yeah, I've never played that before first.
Barry?
Okay. King Street.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
King Street, right. Tooting Broadway.
So...
Glad you spotted.
That's how clever that was.
Graham?
King Street. Tooting Broadway.
Old Kent Road.
Nice to see old Ken's in tonight. That opens it up, the diagonal.
Embankment.
Yeah.
It's got to be Seven Sisters.
You see, Baz, after you've gone embankment,
yes,
that leaves me open to go Seven Sisters.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, wait. So it's Warren Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Gooch, I can go there.
Yeah, straight in Gooch.
Straight in Gooch Street.
But, you just
that's
repeat
a follow
it.
On from,
Gooch, I was just thinking.
Gooch is all right.
No, but I mean, I can...
Well, I know there's better, but I mean, I was in a corner.
I wasn't entirely happy with Seven Sisters.
Blimey, mate, you expect a lot.
So I do Clapham Common.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hang on,
yeah.
It's my go.
Waterloo. Yeah.
King's Road.
Yeah.
King's Road on Waterloo. King's...
Houston Square.
Square.
Sudbury Hill.
Yep.
Fulham Road.
It's my go.
Fairlock.
Fairlock.
Embankment.
Mornington Crescent.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but it's just time for the teams to announce the late arrivals at the equestrian ball. Samantha tells me she's been training as a jockey for a leading racehorse owner. She's hoping to be entered at Newmarket next week for two... for 2,000 guineas... So, teams, your announcements, please, of the late arrivals at a ball for horse lovers, racegoers and the like. Tim, will you start?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Der Starter's orders and their daughter, and a starter's order. They're the first here, so feel a bit alone. Make them welcome.
Mr. and Mrs. Furlong and their 8 children, Chris, Debbie, Andrew, Simon, Sue, Sarah, Stephen, Paul, and coming now to the final furlong... Bob.
Very welcome, please. Mr. and Mrs. Steeplechase. And their grandmother, Nellie, with the vicious false teeth. Their gran, Nasha Nell Steeplechase.
Oh, this is wonderful. Look who's gracing us with her presence. Her Majesty the Queen Mother. Hip, hip. Oh, sorry.
Be welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Tucky Darby and their son, Kenneth.
Lord and Lady Surrey, they're going to the boozy party on the roof. That's the Surreys with the binge on top.
There's Peggy Mount with her friend Lucy Lastic. Oh, they're off!
Very welcome, please.
Yeah, welcome.
Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, look at the size of that stallion.
And their son, Gordon Bennett. Look at the size of that stallion. You're welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Cart and their son, Orson.
Her worship, the mayor.
William Hill and his wife, Coral, and their lad, Brooke.
Mr. and Mrs. Beano Pony and their son Al.
Trotted in late, but welcome.
And so
welcome from Spain. Mr. and Mrs. Fence Down and No Time Faults and their only son, just one fence
down. Oh, God.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the la la of time plays with the tinky winky of destiny, and the dipsy of fate sits on the po of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine folk of Coventry, it's goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and Tony Hawks have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.